It's time now for our daily tech and business report. Today we are joined by Bloomberg's Keith Lang. An auto industry trade group is asking a federal court to block a new regulation that would require them to equip vehicles with automatic emergency braking systems. So, Keith, what is the industry arguing?
Well, the industry argues that the rule that has been finalized by the Biden administration, which requires cars to be equipped by 2029 with technology that would be capable of stopping automatically at speeds up to 62 miles per hour and even higher speeds when they detect an imminent collision with a car or a pedestrian. They argue that the rules are not feasible based on the current technology. They say they're not opposed to the idea of automatic emergency braking systems. They point out that several automakers had voluntarily agreed to implement some of these systems as far back as 2016, but that the Biden administration's rule is not technologically feasible at this time.
Okay. Right now I know, like, in modern cars, if you're going too fast and you're coming too far, beep, 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 they tell you that, slow down because you're going to hit. So we've gotten to that point, but the automatic braking, they're not quite there yet.
Yeah, this rule would require the cars to be capable of fully stopping to avoid those type of collisions. It would be required the car to fully stop, come to a complete stop automatically at speeds up to 62 miles per hour in all circumstances. It would require it to be able to stop at speeds as high as 90 miles per hour when a crash is detected as being imminent, and 45 miles per hour when a pedestrian is in the pathway. And they're just saying that the technology is not that advanced yet.
Okay. How did this requirement come about?
This particular requirement was an outgrowth of the bipartisan infrastructure bill that was passed by Congress in 2022. It was building on the voluntary agreement that the Obama administration struck with automakers in 2016. This was to formalize that type of agreement and direct the infrastructure bill directed the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, which is part of the Department of Transportation, to craft a mandate that would take effect by a certain time. And that rule was finalized in April of 2024. It's scheduled to begin being implemented this month with a final deadline for automakers to comply of 2029. And that's why we have this lawsuit being filed now.
And the car makers, I'm just curious, when they say that it's not technologically possible now, are they saying how long it would take to become technologically possible?
No, they haven't put a timeline on it. They are just basically saying that setting such stringent rules on miles per hour makes it difficult to comply with, that they are not opposed to the idea of automatic braking systems. They point out that car makers have been adding all kinds of driver assistance systems to their latest models and that they will continue to do so.
Okay, well, thank you so much for breaking it down for us. That is Bloomberg's Keith Lang, and you can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology. That's weekdays at 8 a.m.